in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a great day. Talking today with Karen Schaller, the Youth Services Coordinator in Adult Education and Literacy from Southwestern Illinois College. Also with her, Lachelle Dowell, the Intake Retention Coordinator. How are you all doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It can't complain anyway. It's like I always say, it doesn't do any good. So I guess just briefly before we take our first break, what are we going to talk about today?
I was going to talk about the YES program. It's a free program for 16 to 24-year-olds that live in Randolph County. We also have the same program in Belleville as well for St. Clair County that are in need of their high school equivalency, also known as GED. And also it could be that they have that but are not enrolled in post-secondary education program of some kind and are also not employed. So we would assist them with obtaining that HSE, high school equivalency, and or employment.
Okay.
And we have upcoming high school equivalency classes. Our January session is starting soon, and we are enrolling for students. And I want to talk about that and also some of our vocational classes we have offered.
All right, great. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. It is 9:34. You're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And again, today we're talking with Karen Schaller and Lachelle Dowell from Southwestern Illinois College. And you'd mentioned the YES program, I guess.
It stands for Youth Empowerment Supportive Services, and it is a free program. It's federally funded for people that are 16 to 24 years of age that need their GED. GED is now called High School Equivalency HSE. So if you hear High School Equivalency or HSE, is basically the same as GED. GED is actually copyrighted name brand of a test. I am work out of the Red Bud office. The Red Bud office is still open. They do have advisors there that are full-time now. So if anybody wants to make an appointment or drop in or call, there are advisors to talk to about upcoming classes and programs there. However, if you're interested in the YES program, you can call me at 618-210-8189 and that is my work cell phone, so you can text that number as well. If you have any questions about it, I can go over in more details. There is a formal application process for the YES program that does require a Social Security card and a valid driver's license or ID. So if you don't have those, I can assist you with obtaining those as well. What the program does is I would work with you as your case manager and assist you with finding HSE classes in your area that fit your schedule. SWCC does offer HSE classes that are free out of the Redbud campus that are starting in January. So more than, and you do not have to be in the program to take those classes. You could be of any age and take those classes. They are for anyone. If you're interested, again, my number is 618-210-8189. And then there's also other classes in Randolph County through the Regional Office of Education that are also offered that if you're in the YES program, I can also assist you with getting enrolled in those as well. Megan, my coworker, and works out of the SWCC campus in Belleville, same program for St. Clair County there. And Lachelle's going to talk to you more about other HSE classes through SWCC. Also, if you are not employed and you're in the YES program, I can assist you with finding employment, creating a resume, applying to jobs. We also have paid work experience, which means if there's a local employer that wants to partner with our program, we can temporarily place customers in our program to work at their work site, but they get paid through our program. So that's a win-win for everybody. That's kind of a case-by-case basis, depending on what fits whose situation. There's not a time limit on the program. You're in it until you can earn your HSE, and we can document that. The classes are free. The program will pay for the practice tests and the tests, purchase the transcripts and certificate once you've obtained those. And then you also get a $100 incentive check at the end, basically as a reward to spend on whatever you want for being in the program. If you're traveling to and from classes regularly and attending classes regularly, we can provide you with Casey's gas cards to help cover those costs of gas for transportation to and from class. And then you're in the program until we can document that you've earned that HSE, and then also are employed or enrolled in a post-secondary education program of some sort. Doesn't need to be SWCC, but we like for people to come to SWCC, and I'm more than happy to assist in that transition in that process. So more than happy to meet with anybody in my office. And then if there is a local library in Randolph County that's open, I know it's kind of touch and go with COVID, but I am able to drive to other towns because I know it's very rural and spread out, and meet with people in libraries if they're not able to travel to Redbud to meet with me as well. So I don't want to take up all the show's time, but again, the number 618-210-8189.
In this day and age too, that's important to have that.
Oh, definitely. It's going to open a lot of doors. I know if someone is struggling to find employment, having that HSE is going to open a lot of doors of opportunity that would not be open without it. And I mean, in anyone with any background, any age, I mean, it's just an important credential to have when looking for employment.
And you were going to talk about some of the...
our HSE classes that are upcoming.
Right. I was curious, just get what kind of things that are taught in it, you know, as far as, you know, I mean, what?
Well, we, our test prep classes is what we call them, is to help you get prepared to take your GED or your HiSET test, whichever one you choose to get your high school equivalency certificate. And we are covering social studies, science, math, and language arts. There is an essay component to your GED testing, so that is covered. Also, everybody in the state of Illinois must pass the Illinois state and U.S. federal constitution. So we also instruct in the Constitution. We give the Constitution for free. That's a requirement that a lot of people think that they covered back in junior high school. No, you did not. If you passed in junior high school, that's great, but you still need to pass it in high school. So if you attend our program, we make sure that you're covered. Unfortunately, I had a young lady call who attended classes back in 2006 who failed to complete the Constitution. She did not have her high school equivalency that she thought she's had all of these years. Like, no, you need to get that constitution in there.
Yeah, I had that in grade school and high school. And then whenever I was working on my associates at the time, I had it in American government class. So I had three times. So
we want to make sure you know about the government. Also, with our high school equivalency classes, it's important to note that we have moved some classes to online. with COVID, we had to do a quick turnaround back in spring and moving everything to online. So we are offering not only in-person classes, but online classes. We also offer day and evening classes. And we are currently enrolling. Classes will start in January with our Career Pathways class, which is a mandatory two-day class by the state of Illinois. And then we will go into our test prep classes. Classes will start the week of January 11th. And also, we have vocational classes coming up. Currently enrolled in one of our big programs is the CNA class. These classes are free to those who qualify. We have CNA, welding, private security officer, warehousing, distribution, precision machining technology, which is for people who want to be a machinist. So those classes are offered free if you qualify. And you can call the campus at 618-222-5365 for more information.
Okay.
And so, I want to mention the Redbud campus in Randolph County, starting in January, is going to be offering CNA classes and also the HSE classes as well. So if you're looking for those classes in Randolph County, mm-hmm. Redbud does have those too.
Yes, we offer them on the CNA and the HSE. Is on the Redbud campus. Down in our East St. Louis campus, we have our HSE classes, high school equivalency. In Granite City, we have a lot of the vocational classes, the security officer, welding, the warehousing, precision machining technology. Those are all offered on our Granite City campus. In Belleville, along with the HSE classes, we do welding, CNA, and the private security officer. And I forgot to mention one exciting thing that we have started offering since COVID. Not everything has been bad since COVID has came. We offer now a Linden library to our students who do not have access to computers or Wi-Fi in their homes. Okay. So if you become our student and you're a student in good standing for 2 weeks and you do not have access or limited access, because a lot of parents have to let their children use the Wi-Fi and the computers to get their work done, we are offering to lend you out a tablet and a hotspot so you can log on and get your work done. And we lend them out for like 4 weeks at a time. And it's been going pretty good. Our students are able to get their work done and have the access that they need.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we got a quick break here. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. And okay. We'll come back and talk some more. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. It is 9:50. Got about 8 minutes left in the program today. Again, we're talking with Karen and LaShelle from Southwestern Illinois College. And LaShelle, you had a few things you wanted to talk about here.
Yes, I just want to let people know that we do have a Facebook page for our program, and there's a lot of information is given. If you go to SWIC Adult Education, you will find our Facebook page. We give you updates about classes, class start times, upcoming classes, when we have breaks or when class is not in session. But we also do community news. If we hear about a food pantry going on or something like that, food drive, we will give you that information. And we also do job opportunities. Any jobs we hear about, virtual job fairs, which have become a big thing, we will post those on our Facebook page. Also, we have a testing center. One of the big questions was, once COVID struck, is their testing going on for people who do need their GED mm-hmm. testing, who need to get that out the way. The testing centers open back up in July, but we also have remote testing. If you go on to GED.com, when you create your account, you can do remote testing. They just ask that you have a pass pretest. You need to pass your pretest to be eligible to do the remote testing. When you come on campus, we do placement testing to get into our program. We're doing it on campus, but for special circumstances, we also doing remote placement testing. So we are really trying to meet you where you're at. If you're at home because of health concerns, because of childcare concerns, or any other concerns, we are trying to meet your need within your home. And so if we can test you from home, give you classes from home, we're trying mm-hmm. to do it. We want to help you move on in life.
Yeah, that's one thing, I guess, is people get older. I mean, they have families, they have that in it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're like, well, I don't have time, or I don't know what I'm going to do mm-hmm. with the kids while I'm doing that.
Yes. That. Yeah, this is great. We've had requests in the past for our classes to be online, but they were not able to do it. But this year, because of circumstances, we're seeing a lot of growth in people taking the online classes. Mm-hmm. And it's been really beneficial and helpful to some people to be able to do it that way and to get it done.
These platforms like Zoom and all that have really zoomed.
Yeah, sure have. At SWCC, we use Microsoft Teams a lot. Mm-hmm. Every class is set up for it. And I tell people, don't be afraid of it. All they do is just send to your email a link. You click on it and you're in. You don't have to worry about, I have to set up Microsoft Teams. No, it's set up for you. Your instructor will send you an email for class times. You click on it, you're in, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see these comedy skits and stuff people are doing, you know, getting half their face on the screen and different things like that, you know, trying to adjust to life in the virtual world.
Yeah, and I just tell people, just try to get into a quiet corner away from your family and everyone to do your classes, and you should be good to go.
Okay, so again, how are people get in contact as far as if they're interested?
If they're interested, they can do a message on Facebook. It's a SWCC Adult Education. Or they can give me a call at 618-222-5365.
Okay. I know probably the programs lengthwise and stuff kind of vary, but...
Yeah, our day classes generally run 8 weeks. I mean, no, 6 weeks. I'm sorry. Our evening classes, because they're only two nights a week, they run 8 weeks.
Okay.
And our day classes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12:50 p.m. Evening classes, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5:30 to 8:20 p.m. Now, our vocational programs all run at different lengths. Some are semester long. Some could be 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. It just depends on the individual program. Also, I forgot to mention, we also have basic computer classes. A lot of our adults, because our program is for people 16 and up, a lot of our adults come in who don't really have a lot of computer skills. And we do offer basic computer classes. Once again, those are free to those who qualify. We cover things like keyboarding, using spreadsheets, word processing, things like that. Okay. Even the basic use of the internet, we will cover that in our classes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Got about 3.5 minutes left.
Just a quick reminder, if you are between the ages of 16 and 24 and are in need of your HSE, otherwise known as GED, in Randolph County, please feel free to call me at 618-210-8189. My name is Karen Schaller, and I can discuss with you further about the YES program, about getting you lined up with appropriate classes and assisting you with covering the cost of the test, even though the classes are free, and going and assisting you with employment if you're interested in that. You don't have to. And be happy to meet with you either in my office in Red Bed or a local library. And then also, like LaShelle was saying, their day classes at SWCC for the HSE are usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 to 12:50. Right now, they're scheduled to start in January face-to-face. Of course, there's always that chance that they could be switched to remote, but right now they are scheduled to be face-to-face.
And of course, with the vaccine pending, maybe we can...
Right. And if they do go to online for all the campuses, or one or the other campus, we do the lending library, to where if you don't already have a lab laptop or internet, we can lend out those laptops that do come with their portable internets as well to enable you to attend those online classes.
Okay. Anything you want to add to your?
Just once again, we are currently enrolling. If you want to get into the program, you will have to go through an orientation and assessment in reading and in math. And just call me. We set up appointments for those because seating is limited. Since we are doing social distancing on campus, We can only allow like 7 people into the testing room so we can space them out. It's important to note, when you come on campus, you've got to have a face mask on. That's one of SWCC policies. And also, when you come into our office, we do take your temperature. We're trying to be safe. We want to keep you safe and keep our staff safe. But we are testing on campus. Things are spread out. Things are sanitized. So come on in. Give me a call, 618-222-5365. We'll set an appointment. We have appointments running throughout the month of December. I think our last day of appointments for December is December 22nd. Then we'll start back up in January. You'll have a small amount of time in January to come in, go through their assessment and orientation to get into those January classes. But it's going to be moving quickly. But come in. January classes are starting. This is a good time to get your HSE.
Right. And like I'd mentioned earlier, I mean, that's something you really, really need in this day and age. I mean, it's always been important, but even more so now with the way the society is more technical.
And we're also finding that people who are already in jobs that don't have their high school equivalency, they're coming to us to be able to move up. They can, there's a promotion that can be had, but they need their high school equivalency. They need that. And they are coming to us, even though they are gainfully employed, just to be able to move up that ladder. That's something that you need. So I can still get a job, yeah, but to advance on your job, you're going to need that.
Mm-hmm. And there's not a set amount of time for the classes to get your HSC. Basically, everyone has different backgrounds, different situations prior to starting classes. So the classes are there for however long each individual needs mm-hmm. them. They attend classes until they test out.
Yes.
So not a lot of pressure there.
No, we don't rush anyone through. You take your time. Some people may need a little bit more help in math or a little bit more help in language arts, writing an essay. Mm-hmm. And we work with you. We've had some who pass everything but math, and they might have to do classes a couple of more times to get that math. We work with you. Your scores do not go away. They hold in there for you until you can get everything accomplished.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Karen, LaShelle, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you later on tomorrow. For People Speak, I'm Jeff, and we'll talk to you later.